how many mattresses can you try out at your house and stack around your home before it becomes ethically wrong?
Let's catch you up here. We are in need of a new mattress. Last time we went mattress shopping was about 10, 12 years ago, and we shopped for 9 months, 9 months before we found a mattress. Slept on that mattress idyllically one night before my wife had a car accident and then realized after that she couldn't sleep anywhere in that mattress. So I don't know that my wife has ever found our first mattress to be pleasant.
Okay. So now what has happened?
We bought a mattress. I ordered it up from Costco. I said they've got a robust return policy. This is the way we're going to do this. I can't wait anymore. My arms were hurting from sleeping on that mattress. It got delivered. I slept wonderfully. It is firm. Stiff as a board, but that at that point was good for my back. Then I decided that because my wife didn't love the mattress and we both have to live there, that we would get a second mattress. But I have not yet returned the first mattress. I just slid it down the hallway.
What do you think about the new mattress?
I don't love the new mattress. I think it's slightly better, but it still sucks.
So let me just, there is a mattress on its end right now in the guest bedroom. That is not for the bedroom, not for the bedroom set that is in there. It is a king mattress. It is still the original mattress that we got. And now I have a second mattress in our bedroom. I still have to return the first mattress, and then I continue with my wife.
Does that mean we're going for mattress number three?
Probably. I don't like anything. It's tolerable. It feels cheesy. It feels like a hotel mattress. It's awful.
But... I don't know what that means.
I
don't know what that means. So then I asked if it's not sturdy enough, it's not well built enough.
You want it to be sturdier or?
I want it to be a bit softer.
I mean, it's fair enough to say that my wife has to sleep on the mattress too.
Right.
So it's not her fault if it's not comfortable for her.
How many mattresses can you go through and have stacked around your house and then you return them all? Like you're going to need a tractor trailer to return all the mattresses to Costco that you have.
Well, you know, I have a creepy van that you kidnap people in and take them away and you never see them again. And I also have my father's little pickup truck that I have.
So what are you going
to
do?
I've got to enlist a friend. I mean, right now at this point, taking stock, I have to get the first mattress back before I can even fit the other mattress in the guest bedroom to stand up on its end and order another one.
I say you order 17 more mattresses to your
at
home.
At once?
Yeah. And then you rent a U-Haul. And then you return every single mattress at once with your receipts. And I just stand on the side and watch. And I giggle to myself.
As crazy as it sounds. Like, I mean, it's not actually the worst idea.
I just don't understand how you can keep getting mattresses and just stacking them around and waiting to see.
I mean, I have to do something. I have to sleep, Anna. She has to sleep.
I don't love the new mattress. I think it's slightly better, but it still sucks.
I mean, I have to do something about that.
I don't think she's ever going to like mattress. I'm not sure.
I'm in purgatory. This is where I'm going to live from now on.
Maybe she just doesn't like mattresses. Have you thought about that?
I mean, I've got to figure out which friend is going to help me carry this mattress. Yeah. Who's going to keep their hand on it while it's on the roof so it doesn't fly off on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
This is big problems.
Good luck.
Big problems. Yep.